this morning, I want to bring a message the Lord laid upon my heart. And I've entitled this message, Are You a Timex Christian? Now, I don't know. Just look at your watch right now. And if you have a Timex watch on, I want you to raise your hand. Anybody have a Timex watch? They still make them. There's not a Timex watch in the auditorium? I'm really surprised. Does anybody remember then what the slogan was that went along with the Timex watch? Anybody remember that? You've got her right. The slogan for the Timex watch was, it could take a lickin' and keep on a tickin'. And so I would like to bring a message this morning and ask you the question, are you a Timex Christian that can take a licking and you just keep on a ticking? Nothing's going to stop you. Nothing's going to hinder you. Nothing's going to prevent you from doing what God has laid upon your heart. You're just like the Timex watch. You can take a licking, but you keep on a ticking. I'm going to preach about that, but before we do, let's bow our hearts together in a word of prayer. Father, we indeed thank you for the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. And thank you, Lord, for all that has been accomplished this weekend and what it's going to result in, the salvation of souls and the enhancement of some people that are already saved to be able to have some portion of Scripture in their language that they can read and study and become more familiar with the great gift of eternal life found in Christ and Christ alone. Now open our hearts this morning, Lord, to receive what you have for us. May the Spirit of God speak to us and challenge us and help us to apply the Word of God to our heart. And we'll certainly thank you for what you do, because we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm sure that you are very much aware of the fact that life is not a bed of roses. There are troubles that we face. I'm sure that some even here this morning in this auditorium automatically think of some of the troubles and trials that you might have gone through recently or that you are going through right now, difficulties that come your way. Even saved people have troubles. Now say amen right there. That'd be a good place to say amen. God's people are not exempt from the trials and the troubles and the frustrations of life. We all face them. But are we able to take that licking and keep on a ticking? The Lord himself promised us that life was not going to be a bed of roses. He said they hated me and they're going to hate you. In this world, you're going to have tribulation. There's going to be trials and troubles that you encounter. We face these challenges in life. And let me just say to you this morning that problems and conflicts, they challenge our walk and they challenge our service for the Lord because of who's behind those troubles and who takes advantage of those trials. He's always on the spot to make it more difficult to keep on a ticking. And that's the devil himself. He wants us to be defeated. He wants us to be discouraged. He wants us to throw in the towel and quit. And obviously over time, there are those that used to sit in these church pews that don't even go to church anymore simply because they encountered a trial or a tragedy or trouble in life. And as a result, they thought, what's the use? Just throw up their hands in frustration and back out on the good things of the Lord. When I think of the Apostle Paul, I think of an individual that went through an awful lot, and yet he would not quit. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and in verse number 8, the Bible said, and these are the words of the Apostle Paul, directed by the Spirit of God, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Does that sound like a Christian that takes a licking and just keeps on a ticking? He went on and he said in this very verse, we are perplexed but not in despair. Does that sound like a good Christian that takes a licking and just keeps on a ticking? He says in verse number 9, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. The Apostle Paul certainly was a good example of a Timex Christian. He was someone that faced the troubles of life, someone that faced the perplexities of life, someone that faced the frustrations of life, and yet he would not give up his service for the Lord. He would not back out on what God had laid upon his heart. We face these issues, and the devil reminds us you ought to quit. Whether it's pain in our bodies, whether it's problems that we encounter, whether it's persecution that we face, or whether it's people, just people, that can be so frustrating and disappointing at times, and the devil takes advantage, why don't you just quit? So the question is, how can we take a licking and keep on a ticking? If you know the troubles are going to come, you know the trials are going to visit you, you know that there's going to be multiple problems that you're going to encounter in this journey of life, how can you just keep on a ticking and not quit? In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6, and beginning at verse number 4, Paul said, in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God. When I look at the life of the Apostle Paul and I consider some of the things that he went through, I come to the conclusion and the statements that he's made that he was willing to face any hardship that might come his way, and he refused to quit. I don't know of anybody that went through as much, apart from our Savior, the Lord Jesus. I don't know of anybody that faced as much trouble, trial, difficulty as what the Apostle Paul did, and yet he refused to quit. Is that the kind of constitution that we have? Is that the kind of makeup that we have? Whatever comes our way, I'm just not going to quit. I'm just not going to give up. I'm not going to back out of the church. I'm not going to stop teaching my Sunday school class. I'm not going to quit singing in the choir. I'm not going to throw in the towel and say I'm not going to be an usher anymore. I'm not going to be a church greeter anymore. I'm not going to work in the bus ministry anymore. I'm giving up. I'm quitting because I just can't take all these problems. Paul said, if there's anything that keeps me going, it's I want to be approved of the Lord. I don't want the Lord to look at me and be disappointed with the life that I live and the service that I render to his cause. I want to be approved and blessed by the Lord. So he was willing to face any hardship that would come his way. He even went as far as to deny himself of any pleasure that might be pleasing to him in order to serve the Lord. You know, when our comfort zone gets a little squeezed, one of the first things that we consider is, what can I do to stop this pain? What can I do to back out of this problem? And you know what I found, preacher? One of the things that people do is quit on the things of the Lord. They don't quit their job because of that. They quit the things of the Lord because of that. So what's it take to be a Timex Christian? What can we do to be like the Apostle Paul that was willing to endure any hardship or deny myself of any personal pleasure in life in order to be approved of the Lord? Certainly when you look at the life of the Apostle Paul, he labored abundantly in the things of Christ. Those missionary journeys, those shipwrecks that he endured, those places where he was stoned and left for dead, those imprisonments that he had to face, all of those things did not deter him from serving the Lord. I, I doubt seriously if anybody in the house today has had to spend some time in prison. I don't think you were you, preacher? Praise the Lord for that. I know some preachers that have ended up in prison. Paul went to prison on numerous occasions. And he didn't complain, and he didn't cry and say, "Oh, God doesn't love me anymore. There's no sense serving the Lord anymore. Look at this dungeon that I'm in, this prison that I'm in. Look at these horrible conditions that I have to face and have to put up with in life. So I think I'll just stop serving the Lord. I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm not going to go on these missionary journeys anymore. I'm just not going to do it." Life is, oh no, Paul didn't think that way. He labored abundantly with every encounter of hardship and difficulty in life. Paul certainly wanted to be honest in all things. He was sacrificially devoted to the cause of Christ. He certainly was willing to endure any hardship that he encountered in life. The Apostle Paul was willing to deny any pleasure in life in order to be approved of the Lord. Boy, wish to God every one of us had that kind of commitment. I just want to hear the Lord say at the end of life's journey, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Well done, well done, well done." His desire was to be approved of the Lord. You will never be a Timex Christian that can take a licking and keep on ticking without the motivating factor of wanting and desiring to be approved of the Lord. When I talk about being approved, it means to be sanctioned by the Lord as worthy of the title, "Well done, good and faithful servant." We talk about being approved of the Lord. We want to demonstrate the fact that we are faithfully committed to the cause of Christ. You're talking this year about the church that God wants this place to be. That's not going to happen if we're half committed to it. Say amen right there. It's not going to be the place where God pours out his blessing if we can give it or take it. We just can walk away from it. Not going to happen. It's not going to be approved of the Lord. It's not going to be something that he wants to put on Main Street and demonstrate to this community. If you can take it or leave it, just doesn't make any difference. Paul displayed his faithfulness and commitment to the Lord everywhere he went. I want to give you just four things that we're going to be done on how to be a Timex Christian and keep on a ticking. Just four things. There's a number of things that Paul lists here in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. I'm just going to pull out some things that I think we need to be reminded of. If we're going to be a Timex Christian, hardships come our way, won't quit. Trials come our way, won't quit. Divisions, persecutions, just not going to quit. The first thing that is necessary in order for that to be true in our life is we have to stay pure. Stay pure. Notice what he says in verse number 6. He's talked about the afflictions that he's faced, the distresses that he's faced, the stripes and the imprisonment that he's faced, the turmoils and labors and the fastings that he had. And he says, by pureness. By pureness. You're going to have to stay pure if you want to be a Timex Christian and keep on a ticking when you take those lickings. In man's own personal strength, it's impossible to live the Christian life. You try to live for Jesus on your own, you're going to stub your toes and skin your shins. You're going to mess up in life for sure. We have to have the Lord's help and have a pure heart and be right with God in order to stay on the right track of life. Have you noticed how many sinful allurements, evil, wicked allurements are present around us today? I think of these video games that young people are caught up with today. Wicked, evil, and naive parents that don't seem to see the harm in those things. Well, just take a look at the shootings in our schools today. Where did those ideas come from? A lot of these video games are nothing more. Here's how you solve a problem. You shoot your next door neighbor. Just get rid of them. That's the way to take care of those things. These are wicked devices that Satan is using. Just look at what's happening to television today. The programs that are on TV, the wickedness, the adultery that is there, the drinking that is there, the cursing. Do you remember, preacher? You and I are sports fans. You never heard a sports commentator take God's name in vain. Not true today. You never heard the language of the world by the commentators giving their explanation of a football game or a basketball game or a volleyball game or a golf tournament. Not anymore. Those words are real language and displayed on television. I'm not going to go there. I really make you mad then. But if we're going to be the kind of Christian that God wants us to be, we're going to have to remain pure and separated from this world. This is a wicked world that we live in, and we need to stay pure and on target with the things of the Lord and make sure that we're without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation that we live. I'm convinced sometimes the next door neighbor knows more about what a Christian ought to be than some Christian sitting in a church pew. Stay pure. It'll help you to keep on ticking when the trials and tragedies of life come your way. The second thing that I want to pull out of this verse, you notice that the Holy Spirit is mentioned here by the Holy Ghost. Paul, how were you able to face the afflictions, distresses, imprisonments, the stripes, the beatings that was placed upon you, and the fastings? How was you able to endure those times? He said, I wanted to stay pure. And secondly, he said, I needed the help of the Spirit. You and I will never be able to endure these afflictions that come our way without the help of the Spirit of the living God. Just won't happen. Just won't happen. We need to be led by the Spirit. We need to be controlled by the Spirit. We need to walk in the Spirit. We need to make sure that we're filled with the Spirit if we're going to keep on a ticking when the licking comes our way. It's necessary that you and I pray in the Spirit. Now, I'm not talking about some utterance that we make with our mouth that is ununderstandable and some language that never has been heard of. Some call it the heavenly language. That's not found in the Word of God. I'm not talking about speaking in tongues and praying in such a way that you don't even know what you're saying, the gibberish that's proceeding from you. I'm talking about being led by the Spirit of God to pray about things, to pray about individuals, to pray about the salvation of souls, to pray about the missionaries on the field. Being led by the Spirit of God, you'll never keep on a ticking when the trials and troubles and tragedies of life come your way without the help of the Spirit of God. And that's why the emphasis of Scripture is to walk in the Spirit, be filled with the Spirit, be dependent upon the Spirit, controlled by the Spirit, so that you can take these times of tragedy in your life and not quit. So how do we do that? By staying pure. How do we do that? By following the Spirit. And then I see another word in these verses. Notice what verse number 7 says, by the word of truth. Paul, how were you able to endure these afflictions? How was you able to go to prison like you did when you were imprisoned and held intact? And how was you able to stay true to the Lord? Well, I did that by wanting to be pure. I did that by following the Spirit, and I did that by listening to what God says in His Word. You know, it amazes me, preacher, the number of professing Christians that just don't listen to what God says in His Word. People that come to church and hear your message, and, well, I didn't like that message today. I don't see it that way. I don't agree with my preacher on that. And so I think I'll just choose my own course in life, only to face the consequences and tragedies that comes to a person's life when they refuse to listen to what God says. Think of how stronger our homes would be if we just listened to God on how husbands love each other, how parents raise their children together, how wives submit and obey to their husbands. We just listen to God. How much stronger our homes would be. How much better our churches would be. We just listen to the Lord. Preach the word without fear and without favor. I think honestly that there's some churches anymore that pass out or have a suggestion box on what the preacher ought to preach. I remember one time I was called to go to a church, and the question was asked to me, what messages do you preach? I said, well, I preach messages on whatever God lays upon my heart. And the pulpit committee asked me, well, do you preach on this? I said, yes, I do. Do you preach on this? I said, oh, yes, I do. Well, would you preach about this? Oh, yes, I would. Would you preach that the King James Bible is the preserved word of God? I said, oh yes, yes, I do. Well, you're not the man for us. Why wouldn't you want a preacher that preaches the whole counsel of God? Why would you want to be a part of a church that there's a committee to determine what the preacher's going to preach? Paul said, I was able to endure all of these things that I had to go through because I wanted to be true to the Word of God. I wanted to listen to what God had to say in His Word and follow it precisely. After all, the Bible is a book without error. If I understand that correctly, that means everything from Genesis to Revelation is true. Never to be altered, never to be changed, never to be substituted, never to develop personal opinions on what should be said rather than what was said. The Bible is a book without error. Can I just go a little bit further and say that this book is divinely inspired? The choir sung about it this morning. I believe the Bible is true, because it's a divinely inspired book from cover to cover. That means God gave it. Would you agree with me this morning that everything and anything that we do ought to be filtered through the Word of God and judged by the Bible? And if the Bible comes down on its approval, then we do it. If the Bible comes down on its disapproval, then we don't do it. I'd ask everybody that agrees with that to stand, but I think some would just stand out of, I don't want to be embarrassed. If you're going to take a licking and be able to keep on ticking, then you're going to have to follow precisely what God says in His Word, or trials and troubles and tragedies of life will give you a soured spirit toward God and give you an avenue of retreat rather than an avenue of pressing on and going forward. And so the Apostle Paul demonstrated for us, if you're going to keep take a licking and keep on a ticking, then you're going to have to stay pure in life. You're going to have to follow the Spirit of God in life. You're going to have to listen to what the Word of God says all the way through your life. And then the fourth thing that I would say, and we'll conclude with this, you're going to have to depend upon the power of God. He tells us in verse number 7, by the Word of God, by the power of God. The power of God. Whatever you do in your Christian life, you're going to have God's power in order to accomplish it. Whether it's standing in a pulpit and preaching the Word of God, teaching a Sunday school class, singing in the choir, playing one of these instruments, working in the bus ministry, getting involved in the youth activities, helping in junior church, whatever you do, it requires the power of God in order to accomplish that. It was Jesus that said, without me, you can do nothing. Can I run that by you one more time? John chapter 15, verse number 5. Without me, you can do nothing. If you're going to keep on ticking, those four things are absolutely essential. You need to stay pure and holy in life. You need the ministry of the Holy Spirit working in and through your life. You need to follow the Word of God precisely as God has given it to us. And you need the power of God moving you in the direction that God wants you to go in order to accomplish His will. So what's defeating you this morning? What's distracting you this morning? What's discouraging you this morning? Whatever it is, stay pure. Follow the Spirit. Listen to the Word of God. Depend upon the power of God to see you through these difficult times. Let's stand with our heads bowed and our eyes closed.